Cattle futures sank Friday beneath the weight of continued uncertainty cast by avian influenza and dairy cattle. U.S. beef exports continue to firm. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 8th of April. Cattle futures plumbed lower Friday with continued concerns about highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle. Live cattle futures closed an average of $3.08 lower from 270 to 380 lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $4.96 lower from 392 to 585 lower. Negotiated cash fig cattle trade ranged from moderate on moderate demand in the southern plains to slow on light demand through Friday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. For the week, FOB live prices were $2 lower in the Texas Panhandle at $184 a hundredweight, $1 to $2 lower in Kansas at $183 to $184, $2 to $3 lower in Nebraska at $187, and $1 to $3 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $187. Dressed delivered prices were $3 to $5 lower in Nebraska at $296 to $297, and they were $2 to $3 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $297. Choice box beef cutout value was 2 cents higher Friday afternoon at $297.17 a hundredweight. Select was $1.35 lower at $294.70. Estimated total cattle slaughter last week of 609,000 head was 23,000 head more than the previous week and 4,000 head more than the same week a year earlier. Total estimated year-to-date cattle slaughter of 8.3 million head was 473,000 head fewer or 5.4% less year over year. Estimated year-to-date beef production of 7 billion pounds was 264.6 million pounds less, or 3.7% less. Corn futures closed mostly unchanged to fractionally mixed on Friday. Kansas City wheat futures closed mostly 3 to 6 cents higher, and soybean futures closed 1 to 5 cents higher through November of 24, and then mostly 3 to 4 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed at the weekend auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold $8 higher at Erickson Livestock Market in Nebraska, where there were 2,870 head. Heifers weighing more than 650 pounds sold steady to $4 lower. Also compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing more than 650 pounds sold $5 to $8 lower at Lexington Livestock Market in Nebraska. Heifers weighing more than 600 pounds sold $4 to $10 lower. There are 2,500 head on offer. Steer calves weighing less than 400 pounds sold $3 to $8 lower at Santa Teresa Livestock Auction in New Mexico. Steer calves and yearlings weighing more than 400 pounds sold $20 to $25 lower on comparable sales. Heifers sold mostly $10 lower on comparable sales. There are 1,364 head on offer, all Mexican origin. Turning to weekly auction summaries in the Southeast, feeder classes sold mostly steady to $5 higher in Georgia. They were $2 to $8 lower in Alabama and mostly steady in Florida. Feeder steers and heifers sold $5 to $10 lower in Mississippi. Major U.S. financial indices gained Friday on the bullish employment situation. Total non-farm employment grew by 303,000 in March, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. That was significantly more than expected. Average hourly earnings for all employees on private non-farm payrolls was 12 cents higher in March at $34.69. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 307 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 57 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 199 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from 16 cents to 32 cents higher through the front six contracts. U.S. beef exports continue to gain firmer footing, according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Beef exports reached 103,883 metric tons in February, down 1% from a year ago, but export value increased 10% to $830.4 million. February beef export value equated to $412.79 a head of fed slaughter, up 5% from a year ago. According to Dan Hallstrom, U.S. MEF president and CEO, tight beef supplies are definitely a challenge for exporters, and that situation isn't going to change anytime soon. But, on a positive note, he says, we're seeing more opportunities for underutilized beef cuts, including the round, shoulder clawed, and variety meat in the global marketplace. Further, Hallstrom explains, demand is strong throughout the Western Hemisphere, and the food service and hospitality sectors are finally gaining some momentum in key Asian markets, such as Korea, where the post-COVID recovery has been slower than anticipated. February beef exports to the Caribbean were the largest on record, while demand for Mexico and Central and South America continued to trend higher. On the other side of the fence, February pork exports increased 14% from a year ago to 250,930 metric tons, while value jumped 15% to $685.1 million. That's your cattle current market update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 8th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.